Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the type of content that we normally do in the Biased Football podcast over on redmenplus.com, but it's too big a story, I think, not to talk about it in this show. Because Everton have been deducted 10 points, and you can see the big smile on my face because ultimately they're a rival. But actually, I think it's quite wrong at some point to this as well. It's going to be interesting because we've not actually spoken about our opinions on this with each other, the three of us together today or anything like that. So I think it's going to be quite an interesting discussion. But to just give you the broad top line layman's terms, Everton have been deducted 10 points for an overspend of £19.5 million over the course of a three season period. They've held hands with the Premier League essentially and been hamstrung by the Premier League for the last about three seasons as well. In that they've literally been going begging to the Premier League, going, can we do this? And the Premier League have gone, no. Because overspend, and they've gone, okay then. Well, and what should we do? Well, you should probably do this. So they've pretty much done everything that they can, I think. They're idiots, and they've breached the rules, and they've clearly done been caught cheating, which is it is what it is. But it is a bit nuts for me anyway that they've been deducted 10 points, as though I am... Part of me is happy that they've been deducted 10 points, but also it feels, I don't know, it feels really wrong to me on so many levels. Chloe, what was your first thought? I bet it was only Everton could lose points in an international break.
Yeah, it was. It was something like that. I remember. Was it on the Friday? I can't really remember, but I remember. I was just.
You started that with I remember.
Oh, sorry. I was on my phone. I remember the moral of the story of where I
was.
There
we go.
It's one of those where, like, you know, when something massive happens and it's like 25 years down the line, you're like, where were you when that happened? I can tell you exactly where I was. I was just sat a man on my phone, and then I didn't have a clue that, like, I don't know why I didn't expect it to happen, because I knew they were being investigated, but I most certainly didn't expect 10 points to be deducted. I expected a fine, and the reason I expected a fine was because I'd spoke to Toffee TV on numerous occasions and they were like, we'll be all right. Yeah, no, we've held hands with them. We'll just get like a fine, you know, a slap on the wrist and that'll be it. And then a 10 point deduction came up and the only thing I could do was laugh, because... Like, it's just so Everton. Like, it couldn't be more Everton if you tried. They tried to go about it the right way and still got deducted 10 points. And ultimately, look, one side of me wants to say, you broke the rules. It is what it is. No one else. No, we haven't cheated. They haven't cheated. No one else is losing points either to you because you've broke the rules. But also, I'm not sure that the punishment fits the crime. I think 10 points is quite a lot for just one breaking of a rule. You've got someone down the road there who's broke 115. And the only way I see... I think they've, like... They've counted it, and I think they expect only 6 points instead of 10. But my moral of the story is if you give 10 points... deduction, that's perfectly fine, as long as you give Chelsea and Manchester City the similar consequences and the same consistency then. It all depends on what happens with the other two who are being investigated for me to make this, justifiable.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, obviously... There are extenuating circumstances that every Everton fan, I've been speaking to Baz and John Blaine today about it, and the understanding that I have from it is that, you know, COVID's happened, global pandemic, mm-hmm. The Russian sanctions have caused a huge issue for them.
Yeah.
Everton have also been dickheads in the way that they've done their accounting and how they've got it wrong. But the USM stuff was like a £200 million deal. The Richarlison stuff was they were basically hamstrung by the Premier League and they couldn't actually get 80 million for who they think is an 80 million pound player, and Tottenham played them because of them having to sell. They've got the I mentioned the rights already. There's another one as well, which was like £40 million, which would have wiped it off. The way that they've done it has been kind of wrong as well, in that if they'd have taken a loan from a bank for the stadium, for example, they could have got 150 million quid and paid that off over 10 years, but they didn't. They did it a way which they thought was better, but it ended up being worse for them. Like, it doesn't... across it all, they've kind of come clean as well, which is the other thing, which is like, that's fucking admirable.
Yeah.
They've done it wrong. They've held their hand up and said, we've got it wrong. There's clearly been no sporting advantage. and yet they are getting the 10-point deduction, which is wild.
It is wild, yeah. And as Chloe said, I said this morning, the punishment doesn't fit the crime in this instance. But I think so. It all boils down to the fact that they have, you know, they've been grossly mismanaged from the top. There's no two ways about that. You mentioned a lot of the mistakes and errors in the ownership there, and also the free spending. Like, I listened to a little bit of Toffee earlier on. They were bemoaning the fact that people are talking about there was one mad summer, wasn't there, where they did spend far too much
in
money
2017.
On crap players, essentially, as well. Yeah, so they did sort of push their luck a little bit there, and I think they budgeted to finish a lot higher up the table in that campaign.
They budgeted
as well
to finish sixth when they finished 17th.
Yeah, so it's all a bit
that's
mad.
A complete gross mismanagement,
massively
so.
Yeah, and again, he obviously wants to walk away now. He wants to wash his hands of it, which has implications in his own, because, you know, who's going to want to buy a football club who's just been deducted 10 points, and then there's all this sort of other stuff looming over the head as well. But I think the main consensus and the main sort of point of their ire is the fact that, as you say, they were sort of complying with the Premier League. They could be complying with the Premier League for quite some time, and still they were slapped with probably the harshest possible punishment. It might get sort of knocked down a little bit to the stick
points. It could go worse, though.
It could get worse. When you appeal anything, it could get worse. You open yourself up to that, of course you do, yeah. But I think their main gripe right now, from what I can sense, is the fact that, yes, we're guilty, but where on earth have you plucked that fine from in terms of the punishment, in terms of the points? I wonder, Chloe loosely references it there, I wonder whether they are setting a precedent, and they are sort of saying to Chelsea, and in particular Manchester City, look what we did to Everton. They had one charge and we deducted them 10 points. Just you wait. That's how it feels. We're sort of setting the groundwork in for that now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Because if you are Man City, I know we're going to come on to it, if you are Man City or you are Chelsea, you're looking at that going, wow, like, we're in big, big trouble here if that's the case for them. And they were holding hands with the Premier League, and they've been working with them for years and trying to sell their players and trying to make it right, if you like, and they've still done them like that. Whereas the other two in this conversation are doing the complete opposite. They're working against the Premier League's investigation. They could get hit with a whole manner of different things. But yeah, in terms of the Everton one, yes, hilarious. Yes, I don't think they're going to get relegated anyway.
No.
Yes, I think
it couldn't have happened in a better season.
Which is why I actually have more sympathy with the Southamptons, the Leeds Uniteds, and the Leicesters of this world, because they're now talking about sort of getting together and suing the Premier League / Everton. I get that, because this should have happened last season or the season before, which is when they would have gone. So that, for me, that's the worst thing about all of this from an Everton point of view. Like, I'd almost save my energy and not make banners for this weekend. I'd just take his 10 points because you'd probably be all right. I'd start concentrating on the potential suing, which could cost you £300-400 million. Then you go into administration and then you get another 9 points.
Which is less than what they got. Anyway. By the way, I mean, it's wild, that, isn't it? I mean, that you can go into administration and get a lesser point deduction than what they did. Which, and the mad thing is for me, and I think I'm right in saying that the rules kind of change with how you deal with stadiums as capital expenditure and stuff like that in terms of the accountancy. In 2021, like, a new stadium build wouldn't have been included, but in 2022, a new stadium build was included. Now, for the period that they were talking about, they've had to then include it. After the fact,
yeah,
when it wasn't budgeted for that, because you changed the rules in 2022, which seems a bit unfair, to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
And ultimately, them building a new stadium, that benefits Liverpool, the city. It benefits the Premier League in terms of, it benefits Everton Football Club as well, of course, and their fans and every single away fan that's going to be going there. And they've not put their club at risk to do that. Like, this isn't them spending another £500 million on players.
No.
This is them improving their football.
And that's
I don't mind that. This is the problem with the fucking rules.
Yeah.
The
FFP is there to do that, sorry, as well. Just, you just said, not put the club at risk. FFP is to stop the two reporters, wasn't it? In QPR beforehand. It was, and Middlesbrough a little bit as well. And Blackburn, actually, if we're getting all the clubs now. But that's what FFP was for. It was to stop clubs putting themselves in jeopardy. And Everton haven't done that, you're right. I mean, if anything, they're in more jeopardy now, the fact that this has happened, because we knew Moshiri was trying to sell recently. That's 666 Partners, forgive me. 777, different number.
Jesus.
666 Partners would be a good name. Well, that's a different concept altogether.
Makes all sounds like.
Yeah. Anyway, regardless of that, six on the brain. That's it. Because all of a sudden, like, the money, Moshiri got £500 million for them. Like, who's going to pay that for them now when they've got this hanging over their head? They've got the points deduction on top of it. They're now in the relegation zone. He's not going to be able to sell. And if he is going to be able to sell, it won't be for that sort of figure.
But
so,
if they sue them, right, if those relegated clubs sue them, the Premier League could put Everton out of business.
Comfortably.
Which was the whole point of...
That's what I mean.
FFP.
Yeah, it's worth backwards.
It's stupid. Yeah. Like, if they're talking £100 million they're going to sue Everton for.
Each
club. What the fuck? How is that even remotely fair?
From their point of view, I get it, because that's losses. That's Premier League TV rights.
I totally get why they're doing it.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally get it as well.
But what the Premier League have done is they've made this situation happen.
Yeah. And this is part of the problem, isn't it? And when I think about this in all sports, right? I watch the Tour de France, watch cycling, big events, love it. Think it's absolutely brilliant. But there is a part of me that watches the Tour de France and thinks, well, that's fucking shit. Yous are all on drugs. No matter what happens, especially when one person is miles better than the others, you're doping. It's that because in 15 years' time, it'll come out that you were doping, and I'll be glad that I didn't get it all excited for you. And this is what happens. But coming back onto the footy stuff, the rules need to be there from the beginning. You can't just keep chopping and changing the rules. And everybody's got to know what they're signing up for, and everybody's got to sign up for these rules. And there's also got to be... I don't know whether it's retrospective action is what they're handing out. It's not retrospective action that they're handing 10 points out now, but it should be dealt with in the year that it's happening. It can't be dealt with 2 to 3 years after it's happened, because you end up in a mess with relegated football clubs. And that's not right. It needs to, if you're going to do something like this, it's got to be the season, and it's got to be finished before the next season fucking starts. If someone's cheating...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.